We are entering into a new mantra. And the following mantra is called Atma Jnana Prakashaka Mantra. Atma Jnana Prakashaka Mantra it is called. What does it mean? One revealing, a wise person revealing his knowledge after gaining the knowledge. There is a wise person, jnani, and who attained this self-knowledge. After the attainment of self-knowledge, and he declares, declaration of a wise person, after the attainment of self-knowledge, is what now? In this mantra. This mantra consists of the wise person's declaration after his knowledge. Therefore, it's called Jnana Prakashaka Mantra. And here, we have to remember, Upanishad says, the Rishihi who declares this, his vision, the one who declares his vision here in these mantras is called Trishankuhu. We should not mistake this Trishanku for another Trishanku who was hanging in between. Remember, not that Trishanku, is different. This Trishankuhu is the name of the Rishi. And he is a Mahatma, he was a wise person. And he presents his declaration, he declares. And it seems he is not declaring it out of his arrogance, but he just declares. So other people, I mean people like us, when we read these mantras, what is the fact for Trishankuhu? Has it to become fact for us? What is a fact for Trishankuhu? Has it to become fact for us? So Upanishad says, if we chant these mantras, it will be a sort of preparing us for that vision. It will become a training like for us. So we can chant these mantras for our attainment of the vision. If we chant this mantra, it will become what now? Like a prayer for our attainment of knowledge. So we have to remember, Om Yaschandasam Rishabho Vishwarupaha. That mantra has to be chanted for preparing oneself for jnanam. Isn't it? That is for preparing oneself for knowledge, one has to chant that mantra. But for the attainment of knowledge, one has to chant this mantra. Okay? See, mantra for preparation of the mind and mantra for the attainment of knowledge. When you ask for sharpness of intellect, when you pray for good power of intellection, you're praying for preparedness of the mind. Isn't it? See, Medha, when you pray for Medha, what does the word Medha mean? When you pray for Medha, you are praying for good power of intellection. Why do you need good power of intellection? That means for knowledge. Therefore, you pray for the intellectual preparedness in the previous mantra, in Yaschandasam. And here in this mantra, you pray for the very jnanam itself. Do not pray for jnana prapti. There you pray for jnana yogyata praptihi. And here you are praying for jnana praptihi. In fact, there is not actually a prayer here. It is just these mantras reveal one's glories. Real glories. one's own real glories. Okay? So, Upanishad thinking, Upanishad presents these mantras, and which as declared by Trishankurishi himself, and we have to read these mantras, learn these mantras, and we have to know the meanings, then we have to repeat these mantras. Constantly repeating these mantras will bless us with clear vision of Trishanku. The vision Trishanku had will become our vision. Isn't it? Therefore, Upanishad presents this. You have to remember which mantra is for preparedness of the mind for knowledge and which mantra is for knowledge. Jnana praptaye ayam mantra. Jnana yogyata praptaye saha mantra. Remember that. That mantra is for eligibility, qualification. Okay, this way, Brahma Jnana Prakashaka Mantraha, it is said here. It is written here, in this book. Aham, aham, vrikshasya, vrikshasya, reriva, reriva. Aham vrikshasya re riva, aham vrikshasya re riva, kirtif prishtham gire riva, kirtif prishtham gire riva, kirtif prishtham gire riva, kirtif prishtham gire riva, urdhvapavitro. Urdhvapavitro Vajini Vasvamrutamasmi
Vajini Vasvamrutamasmi
Urdhvapavitro
Urdhvapavitro
Vajini Vasvamrutamasmi
Vajini Vasvamrutamasmi
Dravinagam Savarchasam
Dravinagam Savarchasam
Dravinagam Savarchasam
Dravinagam Savarchasam
Sumedha Amrutokshitaha
Sumedha Amrutokshitaha
Sumedha Amrutokshitaha
Sumedha Amrutokshitaha
Iti Trishankor Vedano Vachanam
Iti Trishankor Vedano Vachanam
Iti Trishankor
Iti Trishankor
Vedano Vachanam
Vedano Vachanam
How, as I told you earlier, yes, Chandasam is a mantra, mantraha meant for japaha, repetition. Similarly, this mantra also is meant for japaha. This is also japa mantraha. And why should you repeat this mantraha? For the attainment of knowledge. Okay? Okay. Aham. So I'll say once, this is small mantra, I say once, say after me twice. Hereafter, you are including this mantra with, what now? Our, this one, okay? Our, after Medha Suktam, you have chanted this also. One is small mantra, this. Aham,
aham,
twice.
Aham,
aham, vrikshasya,
vrikshasya, vrikshasya.
Re riva,
re riva, re riva.
Aham vrikshasya re riva.
Aham vrikshasya re riva. Aham vrikshasya re riva.
Kirtif prishtham.
Kirtif prishtham. Kirtif prishtham.
Gire riva,
gire riva, गिरेरिव
कीर्तिः पृष्ठं गिरेरिव ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि ऊर्ध्वपवित्रो वाजिनीव स्वमृतमस्मि द्रविणगम्
द्रविणगम् द्रविणगम्
सवर्चसम्
सवर्चसम् सवर्चसम्
द्रविणगम् सवर्चसम्
द्रविणगम् सवर्चसम् द्रविणगम् सवर्चसम्
सुमेधा अमृतोक्षितः इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्
इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्
इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम् See, when we practice upasanam, or when we perform fire rituals, or we worship, or we pray, or we do any other action, we perform any other action, we practice any other discipline such as pranayama or yogasanam, or any other discipline we practice, all these are all karmas and they do produce phalam. They produce phalam, and when you practice that for a given phalam, and that karma becomes what? Sakama karma. Sakama karma means what? A karma, performance of a karma for a given end, that karma becomes sakama karma. Suppose when you perform the karma for the sake of performing, but actually you have grown out of desire for those ends, but still you are performing those karmas. That means you are not really interested in other swargadi pleasures or even the pleasures in this world, but you are interested in only jnanam and mokshaha, and you are interested in antakarna shuddhi and aishchalyam, but still you are doing all other karmas. Then whatever karma you do, become what now? Actually, nishkama karma. With the purushartha nischayaha, with the commitment to the pursuit of knowledge, with the knowing the value of antakarna shuddhi and aishchalyam, and if you live this life, whatever karma you do, even though you want artha, you want kama, you want other ends also, but still your aim is ultimately for antakarna shuddhi and antakarna naischalyam. O Lord, whatever I do to live my life, may all those actions, all those things contribute for my mental preparedness, my emotional maturity, my intellectual sharpness, that I will be able to attain the knowledge soon. We want to quicken the process of attainment of knowledge. Then definitely all the punyam you are having, punyam will always bless you with whatever you want. The sense what? Punyam. The punyam can be translated into your material ends which can be enjoyed here. Your punyam can be translated into the material ends which can be enjoyed later after death also in heaven, etc. Heavenly pleasures. life, the enjoyment of pleasures and other things, artha kamas in this life, also come under the material ends. And the pleasures to be enjoyed after life, after death in other heavens, higher lokas also what now comes under the material ends only. Suppose if the punyam can produce what now? Punyam can be converted into material ends accomplishable here in this world or here after death in higher lokas. But if you want to convert your punyam into what now? Convert into something which will contribute to spiritual end, then you can pray for what? With that punyam, you can have anything that is needed for jnanam. For antakarna shuddhi, because punyam means what? Punyam, if you have punyam, you have Bhagavan's grace. Bhagavan's grace is anything you want becomes accomplishable. Punyam is for grace, and grace is for accomplishing any end as you wished. But for punyam, what should you do? Only life in conformity with dharma. Doing the needful in conformity with dharma will result in punyam. Punyam will result in, punyam means what now? Invoking Bhagavan's grace, tapping Bhagavan's grace. If you have, who is Bhagavan here? Bhagavan in the form of universal natural law and order. Therefore, once you have grace and you are blessed with any end you want to have. Okay, that's why tena vina trinam api na chalati means what? Without grace, nothing is accomplishable here. So for grace, even for jnanam, you need grace. For antakarna shuddhi, for mental preparedness, for purity and steadiness, you need Bhagavan's grace. To be able to live a life of dharma, you need Bhagavan's grace. To follow any one of the even vairagyam, you need Bhagavan's grace. To have discriminative knowledge, you need Bhagavan's grace. To have shamaha, damaha, uparamaha, titiksha, for everything you need Bhagavan's grace. Even mukshutvam, Bhagavan's grace. If Bhagavan's grace is not, you will not be interested in moksha at all. Even desire, jignasa, desire for knowledge, you must have Bhagavan's grace. So for mumuksha, for desire for freedom, Bhagavan's grace must be there. For desire for knowledge, Bhagavan's grace must be there. Desire for uplifting yourself, Bhagavan's grace must be there. Desire for living a life of dharma, Bhagavan's grace must be there. Being able to live a life of dharma, Bhagavan's grace must be there. For everything you need Bhagavan's grace. Tapping Bhagavan's grace means having punyam. Having punyam means what? Living a life completely governed by dharma. Doing the needful in conformity with dharma. Isn't it? Therefore, suppose if you are a simple person, and you can pray for any small things also. I want to have a small house here. I want to have this. Nothing wrong. You can pray for anything. Live a clean life. Tap Bhagavan's grace. Any wish can be fulfilled. But with patience, prayerfully, worshipfully, with a fervent prayer, with total faith, one has to live one's life of dharma. Simple desires also can be fulfilled. I want artha, I want this, I want a child, I want to get married, I want to have a good husband, I want to have a good wife, I want to have this family, I want to have all these things are okay. But as you grow and slowly you would have grown out of desire for all these things, and you will know more mature you are, you will ask for more sublime, you ask for better things also. In keeping with their maturity, your objects of desires will be different. The child may go and ask for a small toy, but you can't go and ask for the same toy, isn't it? You have to ask for something which is in keeping with your maturity also. Similarly, one can pray for what one can convert one's prayer, say punyam, for gaining different things. Antakkara shuddhihi, naischalyam, you know, jnanam, everything like that. That's why for good sharpness of intellect, power of intellection, you have what now? This japa is there. You repeat that japa. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishwarupaha. For what? Sharp intellect. And similarly, here we have, you can use this mantra for what? It is not a prayer actually. Even though I say it, you are supposed to repeat this mantra. Doing the japam of this mantra, repetition of that mantra, will train you to have the vision, in the sense, will bless you with the vision, means how it will do the needful, it's, isn't it, for the vision. That is why it is a vision, actually it's a declaration of a rishi who had this vision. So that's why Upanishad says, when does this rishi declare this mantra, declares his vision in this mantra? He says, Trishankoho, see the last word. Trishankoho Veda Anuvachanam. Trishankoho Veda Anuvachanam. In this context, you remember, Anuvachanam means, Vachanam means speech, speaking, talk, or it's a declaration. Vachanam is a declaration, speech. And when did he speak? He says, Anu. Anu means after, following. Anu vachana means, his speech declared after. Anu vachanam means what? The speech declared after. It's called, after what? Veda. Vedaha here means, Veda here means knowledge, self-knowledge. The word Vedaha itself means knowledge. And here what knowledge? After the attainment of the self-knowledge. After the attainment of the knowledge of the truth as the self. Vedasya anantaram, Vedana anantaram anuvachanam. So it's a speech declared after the attainment of the self-knowledge, attainment of the Brahma-jnanam. So whose declaration this is? Trishankoho. Kasya Trishankoho. Rishehe Trishankoho Veda Anuvachanam. Veda Anantaram Vachanam. Therefore, this declaration of Rishi Trishanku, after he attained the self-knowledge. What does he say? Look at this. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva. It will be like Nidhyasanam for you. He says, Aham vrikshasya reriva. Reriva means prerayita. Shankaracharya gives in his bhashyam prerayita. Prerayita means literally it means inspirer. In fact, there's a word ear. Ear is a dhatu here. So irayati means what now? Irayati pra plus irayati becomes prerayati. Irayati means enlivens, energizes. Irayati means enlivens, energizes. That is why Sushtu Irayati iti Suryaha. Now the Lord Sun, Surya Bhagavan is called Suryaha because the one who energizes and enlivens. Suryaha means what now? Sushtu Irayati iti Suryaha. Sushtu means very well, perfectly. one who energizes all the beings through his energy. Is it? Through his energy, one who, how, by lending energy to all the living beings, one who energizes all the beings, thereby one who enlivens all the beings is called Suryaha. Sushtu irayati iti Suryaha. The same dhatu and same verb that has come from. Look at Suryaha. Is there a meaning why sun is called sun? Latin meaning, Greek meaning? Sun, S-U-N, sun. Is there any meaning for that word sun? In Samskritam, every word has a meaning. Suryaha, there is a meaning. Adityaha, there is a meaning. Bhaskaraha, there is a meaning. Divakaraha, there is a meaning. So, Divakaraha, Bhaskaraha, Dinakaraha, Dineshaha. Na, Gabastiman, Rashmiman. So many words are there to mean one sun. Every word has a meaning. Why sun is called by so many names? Suryaha means what now? Suryaha means Sushtu irayati iti Suryaha, the one who enlivens all the beings through energizing is called Iri, okay, Suryaha. Okay, now I come to it. With that same Ir Dhatuhu, if you add pra prefix, what becomes now? Pra plus irayati, prerayati. Prerayati also means what now? Prakarshena irayati. Isn't it? Prerayati means what now? One who, same meaning, one who energizes, one who enlivens, one who enlightens, one who inspires, is called prerayita. Okay, therefore, here reriva is equal to prerayita. Prerayita means what now? Enlivener, energizer, or one who enlivens through energizing, or one who lends existence, one who lends life, one who bestows all the whole jagat with the life. Is it clear now? Reriva means what now? One who lends existence for the entire whole cosmos. And how does one lend existence to the whole cosmos? By lending consciousness. Okay, by lending through lending consciousness, one who lends existence to the whole cosmos, you can say what no, Reriva. Like what he says, who lends existence to the whole world? Trishanku, he says, Aham. Aham, I lend. For Trishankuhu, aham does not mean physical body. Aham does not mean subtle body. Aham does not mean the mind. Aham does not mean any of the material aspects. Aham for Trishankuhu is equal to Brahman. What is Brahman? Shuddha Chaitanyam. Satyam, Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. For him, aham, Brahma. For him, aham is what? Brahma. The meaning of aham for Trishanku is Brahma Chaitanyam. Therefore, he says what now? Aham Reriva. I am the enlivener of the whole cosmos. I am the energizer of the whole cosmos. I lend life, existence to the whole cosmos. To what now? Through consciousness, by lending consciousness, not by any action, by mere presence. Okay? Aham, I, the self, am the consciousness, I am Brahman, and just by mere presence, I lend existence to the whole cosmos. Aham prerayita. Aham reriva. Like what? He says, vrikshasya. For what? Vrikshasya. So, vrikshaha here means, vrikshaha means a tree, isn't it? The tree, just as the roots lend life to the whole tree. Imagine who lent life to the whole tree, in fact, isn't it? Just as the roots are invisible, the tree is visible. The invisible trees, invisible roots lend existence and life to the visible tree. And here also what now? The whole samsara, with the whole jagat is what now? Vrikshaha. Okay, therefore he says, Vrikshasya Reriva, I am the enlivener of this tree of samsara. That means I am free from samsara.
Urdhva Moola Madha Shakam Ashvattham Prahuravyayam Chandam Siyasya Parnani.
Remember that verse? Okay. This is Bhagavad Gita, the verse is there, wherein you say samsara vrikshaha is described as ashwatta vrikshaha. You know, vrikshaha that. Anyway, what did you say? The whole prapanchaha is what? The whole samsara itself is what? Now, what is that? Without Brahman, there cannot be jagat. There cannot be samsara. There cannot be life. Therefore, just as invisible roots become the life of the entire tree, so the invisible, imperceptible reality, Brahman, the consciousness, is what now? The Reriva, the one who lends existence to the whole prapanchaha. Is it clear now? Samsara Vrikshasya Reriva. That means I am the very root of the samsara vrikshaha. I am the very existence of this prapancha. When you understand, I am the very root of samsara vrikshaha means, what does it mean? I am the very existence of the entire prapancha. How do I become existence? By my mere presence, I lend existence to this entire yugat. How? By lending consciousness. I lend consciousness. I lend existence to the whole cosmos. I lend life to the whole cosmos by my mere presence. Therefore, I am the very existence. I, the self, am Brahman, the consciousness, the existence of this prapanchaha. This is the meaning of the first sentence. Aham vrikshasya reriva.
Aham vrikshasya reriva.
Repeat it now.
Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva.
There aham means what? So he says, for him Brahman. That is why don't think, oh, I am the deliverer of the whole world. He doesn't say that. Then,
Kirti prishtham gire riva. Kirti prishtham gire riva. Prishtham gire riva.
And he says, Kirtihi means fame. And Girihi means mountain. Prishtham means back. Okay? And Girehe prishtham means back of the mountain, means peak of the mountain. Prishtham literally means back. Okay? We say Prishta Vedana, it means back pain. Okay? But Girehe Prishtam means not like our Prishtam. Our Prishtam means our back, isn't it? Girehe Prishtam is called what? Peak of the mountain. It's called Girehe Prishtam. Iva means like. And here he says, my fame, Kirtihi, my fame, my glory, my eminence is what now? Is like the peak of the mountain. That means what? Peak of the mountain means what now? It is as high as the peak of the mountain means. He suggests an expression to mean all the glories in the world. Any glory here in this universe is glory of Brahman. Whose glory? The glory belongs to whom? Whoever enjoys any bit of fame, that fame is because of Brahman, the consciousness only. Any name, any fame, any popularity, any eminence, anything, any anything applaudable, anything praiseworthy of anybody, anything actually is what now? That is the glory of Brahman. Therefore, Brahman alone enjoys all the glories of all the people belong to only Brahman. Therefore, I am Brahman, therefore glories of Brahman are my glories. I will not say anymore all the glories belong to Ishvara Brahman. All the glories are what now? My glories. He says here. Therefore, my glories are what now? Really, Brahman's glories are my glories. To say that all the glories belong to me, you know, whoever is famous anywhere, whichever being enjoys any name, fame, popularity, glory, that glory belongs to Brahman, that glory belongs to me. Therefore, how high is his fame? To say that what now? He is Brahman himself. Therefore, he says what now? Kirti, mama kirti, girehe prishtam iva. My glories, all the glories are my glories only. Somebody is known for scientific discoveries, that glory belongs to me. Somebody is known in the field of sports, that glory belongs to me. And somebody is known in the field of literature, science, arts, technology, anywhere, anything, all the fame belong to Brahman. Now I am Brahman, therefore all the glories belong to me, my glories only. To say that, to express that, he says what now? My fame is as high as the peak of the mountain. Girehe prushtam iva me kirtihi vartate. That means what? So, please remember, for Trishankuhu, aham is equal to shuddha chaitanyam brahma. Satyam jnanam anantam brahma. That's why he is saying that. We should not mistake. We should look at this. What an amount of arrogant person. How arrogant he is. Don't say that. It's not arrogance. Okay. Kirti prishtam gire riva. Kirti prishtam gire riva. Kirti prishtam gire riva. Even though I don't have any, not even little of fame, by saying this, we can feel good. Aham Brahman. At least, it is not at a fact for us, isn't it? For him, it's a fact. For Trishanku, it is his vision, it's a fact. And for us, it has yet to become a fact. But one thing we can be very happy about, this is a fact about our nature. Isn't it? We also can claim this meaning of this mantra as our own. We can claim. Provided, we have the vision. Kirti prishtam gire riva.
Kirti prishtam gire riva.
Urdhva pavitro.
Urdhva pavitro.
Next, here's the third one. Urdhva pavitraha. Urdhva pavitraha. Pavitraha means what now? Pure. I am the most exalted, I am the purest of the beings. Urdhva pavitraha. I am the purest of the beings means what? There is nothing, isn't it? I am Brahman, ideal self, I am Brahman, the consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of purity. Brahman, the consciousness, cannot be polluted by anything. It never becomes impure for it to become pure. It is unpollutable, therefore ever pure. And sometimes there are things impure, And then impure things, we do something to purify them, to refine them. And once they're refined and purified, again a subject to become impure. Like what? These walls. They're very clean. Then people were using. They became dirty. They cleaned, washed, painted. Again, they are dirty. Anything impure becomes what now? Becomes purifiable. And purified becomes what now? Again, becomes pollutable, isn't it? Whereas Brahman is ever pure. It cannot be, it's not subject to any refinement or purification. It is ever pure. It cannot be polluted at all, unpollutable. Therefore, need not be purified and cannot be purified. It is not available for any refinement. It is of the nature of purity by itself, untainted, untouched by any of the blemishes or sins or impurities. So Brahman is being pure consciousness and existence. It is what now? Ever purity itself. Therefore he says what now? Urdhva pavitro. Urdhva pavitro. Aham urdhva pavitraha. Urdhva pavitraha means what? I am free from all these problems such as what now? Death? No. Birth? No. Disease? No. Old age? No. All other problems? No. Jealousy, hatred, anger, etc.? No. That pain, this pain, emotional pain, hurt, physical pain? No. No, nothing. Something comes and taints, touches? No. What now? Urdhva pavitraha. Highly untouched, untainted, unaffected purity. Unpollutable purity is what now? Urdhva pavitraha. Therefore, I itself am Brahman, the consciousness existence, which is of the nature of very purity. You can't say pure, no adjective, just the noun. Therefore, urdhva pavitro, urdhva pavitro. You have to say that now. So we have to say now. When some impurity comes, I am objective. Urdhva pavitro, urdhva pavitro, urdhva pavitro, urdhva pavitro. Even impurities are there, you become objective. Okay. Vajini vasvamrutamasmi,
vajini vasvamrutamasmi, vajini vasvamrutamasmi.
He says, Amrutam asmi. Amrutam asmi. Su amrutam asmi. Swamrutam asmi. Amrutam is what now? Immortal. Immortal. Amrutam asmi. And then, how I am immortal? How I am immortal? He says, Vajini iva. See, sun, we have many names, words to mean the sun god. And one of the Sanskrit terms meaning sun is Vaji. Vaji. Know why sun is called Vaji? Vajam means food. Vajam means annam. Vajam means annam, food. And one who has Vajam, one who has annam, one who is endowed with annam is called what? Vaji. How do we say sun has food? The food we eat is converted, modified energy only. Therefore, where is all the food we are eating? Where is it? In the form of solar energy. Our energy is what? Shakti is what? Energy is what here? Vajam. Energy is the pure, and energy is what now? Unmodified form of food is what? Energy. Energy modified is what? Food. Food modified becomes again what? Energy. Therefore, vajam means food. food in the form of energy is vajam, and one who has vajam is called vaji. The sun is called vaji, and in that sun, vajini, in the sun, vajin shabdha, in the sun there is light, there is brilliance, and there is heat, there is energy. That energy in the sun is what now? Eternal. Never the sun become non-energetic. Does sun ever become non-energetic? Sun is ever energetic, eternally energetic. Sun is what? Eternally energetic. That means what? You cannot see sun without, there is no such thing called sun without energy. Energy is eternal swarupam of the Suryaha. Suryasya swarupam, what no, prakashaha. Suryasya swarupam aushyam, the heat, the energy, the brilliance, are what now? Intrinsic, inseparable properties of the swarupam of the sun. Similarly, what is my swarupam? Amritam. Immortality, eternity is the very swarupam, my swarupam. Immortality, not that for some time I am immortal, again I become martyr. No. If it's what now? Just as the energy is eternal swarupam of the sun, similarly the immortality is what now? Eternal swarupam of Brahman, the consciousness. Vajini. Vajini. Vajini iva. Vajini yatha amrit. Vajini iva amrit samritam asmi. Just as the brilliance, the heat, energy in the sun is eternal, similarly, it immortality is my eternal swarupam nature. That means what? There is no such thing called mortality at all. Changelessness is immortality. Beginninglessness, endlessness, changelessness, you what know? Being eternal and being immortal. Being immortal is the eternal swarupam. Being immortal is what? Eternal nature of Brahman, the consciousness. And I am that Brahman. For Trishanku, the vision is so clear for him. I does not mean physical body. I does not mean the mind. I does not mean any of the subtle aspects. Therefore, aham Brahma. Then amrutaha, he says here, urdhva pavitraha vajini iva swamrutam asmi.
Vajini vasvamrutam asmi.
Vajini vasvamrutam asmi.
Dravinagam savarchasam.
Dravinagam savarchasam.
Dravinagam savarchasam.
Because it's a very important mantra. Let me, it's okay. I finished this and then send you. Dravinagam savarchasam. See, dravinam. Say that now. Dravinam. Dravinam means what now? Wealth. Wealth. And then I shine here. Varchas means brilliance, shining, effulgence. And savarchasam means what now? I shine with the wealth. Now what is that wealth I am shining with? I am shining with the wealth of knowledge. I am shining with the wealth of self-knowledge. I am shining with the wealth of self-knowledge. why the self-knowledge is called wealth here? Because any wealth given, shared, will reduce. But this knowledge, the more you give, more you shine. More you give, again, what knowledge never decreases, isn't it? There's no decrease, there's no reduction, there is no declension, there is no loss. It only enhances, or it is everlasting. That's why he says now, that is the greatest wealth. He says, I shine with the world. I have the brilliance of self-knowledge. I have the brilliance of self-knowledge, which itself is the wealth. I shine with the wealth of self-knowledge.
Dravinagam savarchasam. Dravinagam savarchasam. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Sumedha amrutokshitaha.
See, it's such a beautiful mantra. I'm supposed to break it in between, that's what I'm saying.
Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Sumedha amrutokshitaha.
And then amrutokshitaha. Sumedha, you again what now? With the good wisdom. Amrutaha, I am immortal. Being endowed with this knowledge, isn't it? Now he doesn't say that, no. With this knowledge, I am immortal. Amrutaha. Then akshitaha means what now? I am not subject to any decay. I am Brahman, therefore I am immortal, I am eternal, I am not subject to any decay. Akshitaha means not subject to any decay. Amrutaha means I am not subject to death. Being blessed with this knowledge, I am immortal, I am not subject to any decay. One meaning. Another meaning is what? Amrutena ukshitaha. You get to say two meanings. Amrutaha, akshitaha, first meaning. Okay, aham amrutaha, aham akshitaha, first meaning. Second meaning is what? Aham amrutena ukshitaha. Ukshitaha means I am soaked. I am soaked in what? No, in the nectar of immortality. Like our gulab jamun. Isn't it? I'm soaked in the nectar of immortality. At least we can say, you see, you can't eat, so at least you can say that. Amrutena ukshitaha. Some similarities there, isn't it? We do not have that jnanam like Trishanku. We can say that. Similarly, we can't eat jamun, at least we can say that. So, amrutena ukshitaha means I'm soaked in the nectar of immortality. That means what now? There is no such thing called mortality at all for me, because I am the very prerayita, aham reriva. Okay, this is the meaning. Okay, we'll chant mantra, I can go for a break. Okay.
Aham vrikshasya reriva. Aham vrikshasya reriva. Kirti prishtham gire riva.
Kirti prishtham gire riva.
Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi.
Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutamasmi.
Dravinagam savarchasam.
Dravinagam savarchasam.
Dravinagam savarchasam. Sumedha amrutokshitaha.
Sumedha amrutokshitaha.
Sumedha amrutokshitaha.
इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्
इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्
इति त्रिशङ्कोर्वेदानुवचनम्
इति एन्र तस् ओके declares Trishankuru after the attainment of knowledge. Veda Anuvachanam. Vedaha means knowledge here. What knowledge? After the attainment of the knowledge of the reality as the self, Anu, after that, Vadati Anuvachanam. It is his declaration after the knowledge. And he declares his vision by chanting this. We are supposed to remind ourselves of our swarupam. So we will be blessed with the. We also are supposed to claim this as our own swarupam, for which we need to have the vision. So it becomes a sort of prayer also for our vision. Okay, okay. Now go and have a tea. Everything finish and come back.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.